the states are beginning to get some guts. And they're getting guts in terms of doing something that the founders would have surely supported. And that is the doctrine of state nullification. That is, Thomas Jefferson, in 1798, he outlined the notion that states have a right to avoid federal laws that are unconstitutional. And so you say, okay, Williams, who decides what's unconstitutional? Well, the founders said we should not give the Supreme Court a monopoly on what's constitutional, because the Supreme Court is part of the the court system. The Supreme Court is part of the government system in Washington. And so if you let the Supreme Court decide all the time what's constitutional and what's not constitutional, we're going to lose many of our rights. And I support states nullifying unconstitutional practices by the federal government. And I think that there's an article in USA Today, and it's by John Adams. He wrote it. He said that states have already proven their ability to nullify federal law. He points to 15 states that have openly defied federal drug laws by legalizing medical marijuana. 25 states that refused to implement the 2005 Real ID Act, that is creating a national identification card. And so I think that states should start asserting their power. That is what the 17th Amendment did and the war between the states did. It virtually nullified the 9th and 10th Amendments to the United States Constitution. That is the 10th Amendment, for those of you who haven't read the Constitution, it says that all powers not delegated to the federal government belong to the people in the states. And the 9th Amendment says something similar. That is, just because it's not listed does not mean that you have does not mean that the government can take that right away from you.